Topic of tonight's year relates both to Parshas Mechukosai and upcoming Yom Yerushalayim, and that is Hakrabas Karbanos Bizmanazeh, which is something that we've never directly addressed in this form, although we've touched on it in various contexts in the past. We all know the comment of the Ramban, who notes that the Tochacha in Parshas Mechukosai is directed to Korban Bayis Rishon, and the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavah is directed to Korban Bayis Sheni. And one of the psukim that he points to most prominently as evidence of this is Kavav Lamed Aleph, V'nasatiyas arichem charba, V'hashimosi es mikdashaychem, V'lo ariach bereach nichochachem. The Ramban points out that this is directly referring to Dafka, the Korban Bayis Rishon, because when it came to Bayis Sheni, we didn't have this level of Hashras Hashkina in the Mikdash. We didn't have an Eish Yoredes V'Yocheles HaKorbanos in the time of the Bayis Sheni. So this Tochacha Hashimosi Mikdashaychem V'lo Ariach Reach Nichochachem is directed specifically to Bayis Rishon, because it really wasn't this level of Reach Nichoach in Bayis Sheni. And then Tziv, in the Hamak Davar here, expands on this a little bit. He writes, V'lo Ariach Reach Nichochachem Da'afal Gav Da Mikdash Shomeim Mikal Makam Efshar Di Yishara Mizbech Bim Kamu La'akrav Olav. It could be that even if the Mikdash is desolate, you could still have a Mizbech. U'kamo Shahayim Be'emes B'chorban Bayis Sheni D'mizman Chorban Abayis HaChorban Beitar She'oz Nechra Shehechal V'neres HaMizbech Hayod Mizbech Kayim Hikriv V'lo Psachim K'disa B'Sanhedrin She'oz Ma'abinus Hashanim B'shvilo Psachim. So it's conceivable, and apparently there was a time in history, at least according to some evidence, that even post Korban there was a Mizbeach, and nevertheless, Mikal Makom Lo Ariach. So that Tochacha, that Klala, Lo Ariach B'Reach Nichochem, is relevant even if there is a Mizbeach at a certain point after the Korban Habayis. So this issue, Lo Ariach B'Reach Nichochem, in the context of Hakrabas Karbanos, as we'll see, is relevant to the discussion of the possibility of Bimakir Karbanos Bizmanazeh, even without a Beis HaMikdash. We'll come back to that a little bit later.
You're saying that the Ramban says that that possibly leads to what calls on the Bayis Sheni was
Kayan? That it was, there wasn't a full Lor Reich Reich Nichochem even Bayis Sheni. The Lashon Ramban was that Lo Hizkir Shem HaMikdash Reich Nichoach Shelo Hais. Lashon Ramban is Shelo Haisa Eish Yeredes V'Yocheles HaKorbanos V'Bayis Sheni. That level of Hashras Hashchina manifest in how the Korbanos were Nisratze wasn't the same Bayis Sheni as it was in Bayis Rishon. The Klei Chemda, interestingly, in Parshas Kisavo, Os Gimel, suggests the opposite. He points out the Ramban notwithstanding, he quotes in Abarbanel and others who suggested that the correspondence is actually the opposite. That the Tochacha in Kisava corresponds to Bayis Rishon, and the Tochacha in Bechukose corresponds to Bayis Sheni. How does that work? So one of the points that he makes is that it makes more sense that Lo Ariach B'Reach Nichochachem is a reference to Bayis Sheni, because bottom line, even though Bayis Rishon was destroyed, it was rebuilt a relatively short amount of time after that. So if it's referring to Bayis Rishon, that's not such a lasting Tochacha. Makes more sense that Lo Ariach B'Reach Nichochachem is a reference to Chorban Bayis Sheni, where the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and then we're still waiting for it to be rebuilt. Okay. Take a look at the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Kuvzayin Amud Beis, the next page in the Mar Mekomos. So the Gemara here is on Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish about Ha'alas Chutz Bizman Hazeh. About 10 lines before the end of the short line. Did my first word on the line. Hamala bismanazeh. Mala means that you're makriv karbanos bachutz. So mala bismanazeh, Rabbi Yochanan amr chayiv, Reishalakish amr pater. So is there a chiyah for shkutei chutz bismanazeh? Rabbi Yochanan amr chayiv, Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Lashaita, Kedusha Lasalava. The original Kedusha as HaMikdash still exists, even post Korban. And because we have Kedusha as HaMikdash, there's also an Isser of Shkutei Chutz. Reish Lakish Amr Pater, Kedusha Rishon, Kedusha Lashaita, V'lo Kedusha La'asid Lava. Reish Lakish says, no, because the original Kedusha no longer exists, therefore, your Pater, we'll have to define what that means, your Pater on Halas Chutz, Bizman hazeh. To be makriv a korban chutz le'makom ha-mikdash. Take a look at Rashi here. Rashi writes, Hamala bizman is at three lines in the bottom, bachut, so halas chut, kitchalas ilava, vahav yala yirishalayim beis habachira, vishas isra habamasi. So there still is a status of beis habachira, and it is a shas isra habamas. The Rashi sounds like, if you hold kitchal ashay to kitchal asilavo, there's an Isser Bamas Mizmanas. Mashma, that if you hold Kishel Ashay to low Kishel Asilavo, then there's no Isser Bamas. If there's no Isser Bamas, then according to Reish Lakish, Pater means Pater Umutter, that you could be Makir of Karbanos anywhere because there's no Isser Bamas, and therefore there's no Isser of Halasko. It's not just Pater, but Mutter. That's presumably how Rashi would understand the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. However, Tosfos does not understand this way. Tosfos in Zvachim, Samach Aleph, Amid Beis, and Megillah, and Daf Yud Amid Aleph, if you have the Tosfos or Megillah, Tiber Maskel Mai Taima. Tosfos assumes that, no, that Evan agrees that after the Korban Abayis, Ein Achara Heter. Evan agrees that there's no Heter Bamos, even if he holds Kishel Ashayta, Lo Kishel Asalavo, there's no Heter Bamos. And that is the simple reading of the Gemara here in Megillah, because the Gemara here in Megillah tells us that originally Rabbi Yitzchak says Shemati Shemakrivim Bebeis Chonyo Bezman Hazeh, that there is a possibility of being Makir Korbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Gemara indicates that he retracted that no, there's no possibility of being Makir Korbanos Bezman Hazeh at all. If it was the case that it's outside of the Beis HaMikdash, if it was the case that according to the Mandam Rekish Shalashayta Lokish Shalatzalava there's a Heter Bamos, so then Rabbi Yitzchak should have entertained that as a possibility. You have a shita according to whom you could be makir of korbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash bizman hazeh. So that's Tosfos' position over here, that Evan agrees across the board, even if kishel ashayta lo kishel asilavo, there still is an iser bamos bizman hazeh. And therefore when Reish Lakish says pater, it would mean pater the aser. There's no chiyuv kares for Las Chutz, but there's still an Isser, because the Isser Bamos is still in place. So why should that be? Why should that be if you hold Kishel Ashayta Lo Kishel Asilavo, that the Kedusha Samikdash doesn't exist anymore, that we still have an Isser Bamos? The Rav explained in a piece printed in Kovetz Kedushei Torah that when it comes to Kedusha Samikdash, there are two elements. There is the actual Kedushas HaMikdash, which if you hold Kishel Ashayta Kishel Asilavo, is batel. So Kishel Ashayta Kishel Asilavo means that Kedushas HaMikdash doesn't exist anymore. But aside from Kedushas HaMikdash, there's also the status of Beis HaBechira. The fact that the Beis HaMikdash still has status, still has halach import, even b'churbana, and that still exists. So Evan agrees, even if Kishel Ashayta Lo Kishel Asilavo, Kedushas HaMikdash doesn't exist, but there still is a status of Beis HaBechira, and that status of Beis HaBechira creates or perpetuates the Isser Bamos. That's an affront to the status of Beis HaBechira to be Makriv Bachutz. That's an affront to Bechiras Hashem, that this is the only place where Karbanos can be brought. So that's how the Rav has it in that piece in Kovetz Kedushei Torah. Rav Ilan, who put together the Knesset Rishonim on Mesechta Zvachim, and in a footnote on, I think it's a Gemara there in Daf Samech, has basically the same idea as well himself. And Rav Chaim Michal Tukhachinsky in Ha'ir HaKodesh BaMikdash has a similar idea with slightly different different formulations. He refers to it not as the status of Beis HaBechira, but as Kedushas Mechitzos versus Kedushas Mikdash. That you don't, the machlokas is about Kedushas Mechitzos, that Kedushas Mechitzos, the actual Mechitzos around the Beis HaMikdash that create the specific parameter of Kedusha doesn't exist, but there still is a notion of Kedushas Mikdash. Whatever the terminology is, the point of their presentation is that there are two elements of Kedushas HaMikdash, and even if Helkesh Lashaita Lokesh Lasalavo, one of those elements still exists, and that element that still exists spawns the Isser Bamas. Okay. Take a look now at the Rambam. The Rambam, Maaser Karbanos, the Rambam at the end of Maaser Karbanos, maybe I gave you the wrong bar muckum here. My apologies.
What you said, you said
no? I think I might have said meant Tessai, and then. My apologies. Is the Rambam here? Avoda?
Next turn.
Okay, sorry. The Rambam paskins, the very last halacha in Maaser Karbanos. You have in there? Thanks. The very last halacha in Maaser Karbanos, that if Yushach Kachim Shach. Sorry? Okay, sorry.
What's the correct term?
The correct is Yud Tes Tes Zayin. Okay, my apologies. Okay. So the Rambam writes in the very last halacha Maaser Karbanos, Perek Yud Tes Halacha Tes Zayin. Hashochet Kotche Nochrim Bachutz Chayev, V'chein Amalos on Bachutz. V'nochrim, I'm sorry, Halacha Tes Vav. Misha Shachat Kachim is Manazev, Helam Chutz Lazar Chayev. So if you shach kachim nowadays, and you're malo them b'chutz, you're chayiv, v'mneisha hu roili kar b'fnim, because, in theory, you could be makar v'karbanos in the makom ha-mikdash, sharei mutter l'hakrif afa b'shein bayis, v'mneisha kedusha rishon, kishe l'shaita, kishe l'asalava. So Rami here passes like Rabbi Yochan against Rish Lakish, as we'd expect, because kishe l'shaita, kishe l'asalava, there is an iser of halas chutz b'zman hazeh. So the Ravid is not Masig here. Let's discuss a little bit why not. But the Ravid, more famously, is Masig in Beis HaBechira. Next page of the Marma Komos. Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav. The Rambam writes, beginning in Halacha Yudalid, Kol Makom Shalonasa B'chol Eilu B'chaseder Hazeh Ein Kiddush Gomor V'zeh Sha'asa Ezer Shtei Todos Yikarinu Sha'asa Lo B'masa Niskadosh, etc. The original Kedushas HaMikdash remained even b'Chorbana. Lefikach Halacha Tes Vav, Makriven HaKorbanos Kulam, Afal Pi She'ein Sham Bayis Bana. You're allowed to be Makir Korbanos, even though there's no structure of a Beis HaMikdash. V'Ochlin Kachay Kachim B'Chol Azara, Afal Pi She'chareva. And you can eat Kachim, Kachay Kachim in the Azara, even though the Beis HaMikdash is Charev. Veinu Mekavis B'Mechitzos. Ochlin Kachim Kala Maiser Shein B'Chol Yishalayim. The Rambam paskins that this is relevant to Kedushas Yishalayim as well. Halacha Tezayin. V'lamini Omer B'Mikdash Yishalayim. Kedusha Rishona Kedusha La'asalava. Kedusha Shareis Yisrael Yen Shvi Yisrael Maiser Znat. The Rambam explains, Kedushas HaMikdash Yishalayim. V'mnei Ashkina V'shkina Eina B'Tela. Vareyu Omer our Seder Vashimosi is Mikdash Shechem. V'yamr Chachamim Af Api She Shemumin B'Kedushas Anin Obdin. Even though they're physically desolate, the Kedusha is still there. Okay. So Rambam clearly passing Kedusha L'Shaita Kedusha L'Aslova relevant both to Kedusha Yerushalayim and to Kedusha HaMikdash, and therefore Makriven Af Api Shein Bayis. Says the Ravid, as far as Atma Hizu, V'lo Yadati Me'ayin Lo, V'kam Makamas HaMishnam Ein Mikdash Yerakev, V'gemara Amru Nafal Mechitzos, Amal Madar Mekedusha Rishon Lokit Shel Asalavo, Lochili Bein Mikdash Yerushalayim L'Sharit Yisrael, and it's Lokit Shel Asalavo across the board. Okay. So in Ritzvi Hirsch Kalischer's Drishas Tzion, where he advocated for being the Chadesh, the Avoda B'Zman Hazeh, among other things, So there he has a letter that Rav Eger wrote to him, where Rav Eger raises certain issues or possible impediments to be makir karbanos bizman hazeh. He discusses whether you could have tchelas for the big tekuhuna, and do we have a way of knowing what the makam ha-mizbeach really is, and do we have kohanim yuchasim. So that's the famous letter of Rabbi Kivega that the Rosh Hashanah always quotes, that agreed to a three-year scholarship proposition, then Bikra Din, all you need are Kohane Chazaka, you don't need Kohane Yuchasim, and the need for Kohane Yuchasim is only a Chumra, so if you have Kohane Chazaka, that would be sufficient for doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But three-year scholarship is a big chiddush, so to speak. Aside from that, or his innovation, his suggestion, to how to be mechadish the hakrabas or korbanos bizman hazeh, is that there's a way of satisfying kol hadeos. That at first glance, it seems like you're stuck anyways like it. Because according to the Rambam, you have kedushas ha mikdash, so there's definitely an iser bamos. You can only be makir korbanos bizman in the area of the makam mikdash. According to the Rivi, lokish elasilavo. There's no possibility of akravas or karbanos in the mikdash. Maybe there's hatter bamos, but according to the Rambam, there's no hatter bamos. So if it's a sveik of the dina, how do we pass the Rambam Ravid? How could you create a situation where you could be makar of karbanos anywhere? So a Tzvi scholarship came up with this following mamanoshach, that if you build a mizbeach, the makam a mizbeach, then you should be able to be makar of karbanos according to everyone. According to the Rambam, it's pashuk. So there is kedushas das hamikdash. You build a mizbeach in the makam hamikdash. You're great. Even according to the Ravid, that kedushas l'shaita lo kedushas l'asilavo, you can still build a mizbeach in the makam hamikdash, and that's no worse than a bama. Because he assumed that according to the Ravid, there would be a heter bamos because kedushas l'shaita lo kedushas l'asilavo, so that would have the status of a bama, and you can be makar of kabanos in the makom ha mikdash, makom ha mizbeach, b'taras bama, according to the Rivet. So that makes a number of assumptions which are questionable, debatable. Number one, he assumes that in fact is true according to the Rivet, that if the Rivet, inasmuch as the Rivet holds kishel l'shaita kishel l'asilavo, there's a heter bamos. As he pointed out at the beginning, at least that seems to be machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi sounds like that's the case, but according to Tosfos in Zvachim, Tosfos in Megillah, even if Hilkish Elashaita Lokish Elasalavo, there still is an Isser Bamos. For the reasons that we explained for the Rav and others, there's still an Isser Bamos. So, according to the Ravid, if the Ravid were to assume that there is an Isser Bamos, you haven't solved the problem, because it would be us the lack of karbanos, even the makom mizbeach, because of the iser bamos. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank raises another question with the Rav Tzvi Kalish's argument, and the Sefer Mikdash Melech, beginning on page 17, that even if you assume that his mimanoshach is correct, then according to the Ravid, there is a hazer bamos, and therefore, if you're to build a mizbeach, a makom ha-mizbeach, that would have the status of a bama. So what could you be makir there that would satisfy both the Rambam and the Ravid? Because when it comes to Hilchos Bamos, so you could only be makir on a bama something that's karei b'neder b'nedava, a voluntary korban. But according to the Rambam, if kishel l'shaita kishel l'asalavo and our kohanim are tmei mesim, so the only thing you could possibly entertain to be makir is a korban tzibor, where maybe you would argue tumba. Which is also part of the discussion in the Drisha Tzion, if we assume that way. So, Marashach, if it's a Bama, you can only be Makriv, Dvar Maha Bama, Nedr Nadava. If it's the regular Mizbech, Kishel Shaita, Kishel Asalavo, you can only be Makriv, a Korban Tzibor. And he says, don't say that it would have the din of a Bama Gedola. And a Bama Gedola, you can be Makriv Korbanos Tzibor, because there's a Tosef in the end of Zvachim that a Bama Gedola only has such a status when we have an Ol Moed. So when there's a Mishkan and there's an Ol Moed, you can have a Bama Gedola. But there's no institution of Bama Gedola absent an Ol Moed, absent that structure of a Mishkan somewhere. So that is the argument of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank to to reject the Tzvirish Kalashers Mimanafshach. The Shlomo Zalman, in the tshuva that we have in the end here, Tinyana Beis Gimel Simen Kuf Mem, so he tries to defend the Tzvirish Kalashers against his taina from the Tzvi Pesach Frank, at least as a possibility, that maybe you can make it tonight. The end of this too. Maybe you can make it tonight. That if the halacha is like the Rambam, that kishul shaita kishul lasalavo, that we have proper kedushas on nikdash, then the korban that I'm going to bring is a korban tamid, it's a korban tzibur, and that's the ochas atoma. And if the halacha is like the Ravid, then it's an olas yachid that you could be makriv in a bamas yachid. Then he discusses maybe there's a way of having it acquired with kesef tzibur, which you need for a korban tzibur, but tanai, that if it really is a korban tzibur, then it is a tzibur's money, and if not, not. He still thinks that you have another problem, which is that even if it's a bamas yachid, you still have to deal with the tumah issue, and it's not pasha that you could be makriv a voluntary korban, even in a bamas yachid, if you're a tamei meis. So bottom line, he has problems also. And then, back to that Mikdash Melech of the Tzvi Pesach Frank, in the footnotes on the bottom, they also point out there's another potential issue, that there's a Sifri that sounds like making a bum of the Makom HaMizbeach is Bechlal the Isra of Asherah. That if you're to construct a bum in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe that is Asherah. In the Pasuk Losi Talacha, Asherah Kaleis Eizel Zvach Hashem L'kecha, so the Sifri says a Rabbos Bama. So that sounds like the Rabbos Bama. So it doesn't mean the Rabbos Bama that even if you put an Asherah next to a Bama, it's Asur. It doesn't mean that if you put a Bama in the Makom HaMikdash, then that is a Din of Asherah. So that's that he raises that question, that he thinks the simple reading of the Sifri is that if you put a bum of the Makom HaMizbeach, that's an Isser Asherah. So coming back where we started, the other potential objection to Akrabas Karbanos Mizbanos says, based on this notion of Reach Nichalach. So that was the argument that, among others, the Binyan Sion has in Simon Aleph. Shall the Mar Makom is the second to last Mar Makom. The Binyan Sion argued, based on this Ramban, where we saw the Nitziv had a similar point, that after the Chorban Abayis, even after the Chorban Abayis, we no longer have Reach Nicharach. The Mishnah tells us in Zvachim Daf Mevav that L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizvach, it has to be L'shem Reach L'shem Nicharach, and he assumes that's Likuva. So if you don't have it, we have a pasuk that tells you our karbanos are no longer the Reach Nicharach. So if it's not the Reach Nicharach, then you can't be makir karbanos because you're lacking in the proper lishma, the complete lishma necessary for hakravas karban, and that is liikuva.
Is that liikuva?
That's what he argues. The Sfirish Kalash disputed that.
That's not the Pashas in the Gemara there. It's like, no, that's liikuva. Other things, the first two things are look liikuva.
Right.
But not that.
So he assumes that is liikuva, and therefore you can't be makir kabanos, so it's not going to be l'reach nichawach. In the footnote in the new fancy Binyan Siyah, and they quote the whole back and forth where Rishiyosh Kalish was upset about this tshuva, and he responded in his Shomer Tzion HaNemana, his journal, and then he got Rebbe Goodmacher on his side, who apparently was a supporter of the Tzvirish Kalashers, and they quote there, Rebbe Goodmacher responded to the Binyan Sion, that you call yourself the Binyan Sion, and the first Simon and the Sefer, you're doing the opposite. So interestingly, the Klei Chemda makes an opposite assumption. Back to that Klei Chemda in Parshas Kisavo, he thinks that in Bayith Sheni, Reach Nichoach actually came back. I mean, within the Ramban, we pointed out before the Klei Chemda, according to the Abarbanel, that switches things and assumes that the Tochan Kisav was actually referring to the Bayith Rishon, not the Bayith Sheni. The Klei Chemda says, even according to the Ramban himself, that the Chukoser refers to Bayith Rishon, he thinks that once the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, so you had, you did have Reach Nichoach again in the Bayith Sheni. And that's why there's no reference to Shimon Asa Mikdash in the Bayit Sheni, because when Reich Nichoach was reinstituted by Bayit Sheni, never left. So if you hold Kishe L'Shaita, Kishe L'Salavo, then even after this Bayit Sheni was destroyed, not only is Kedusha HaMikdash still in existence, but even the Reich Nichoach is still in existence. So even if you want to argue that Reich Nichoach is Likuva, you still have Reich Nichoach even after the Chorban. That's what Klei Chemda argues. And then he says, if you don't accept that, he thinks that really Reich Nichoach isn't Ma'akiv anyway. So if you wanted to argue that Reich Nichoach is an impediment to Hakravas Karbonos, Klei Chemda isn't so convinced that it's Likuva, and he thinks that it's very possible that Reich Nichoach was preserved even after the Korban Abayis. That's not what the Nesiv writes over here. The Nesiv said that even if they were Makir of Korbanos after the Korban, it was still not L'Reach Nichoach. And then he points out that's why Psachim may be different. Because by when it comes to Psachim, there's no requirement of L'Reach Nichoach. So the indication that they were Makir of Korbanos in the Makom HaMikdash after the Korban was limited to Psachim. That makes sense because Psachim don't need to be Reich Nichoach. Back where we left off, Arak Psachim Ekrivu, the Lok Siv Bei Reich Nichoach, Masha Enken Kol Karbanos, Siv Reich Nichoach. Chatas, Bechor, Meiser. So that's why they weren't Makriv these other Karbanos, they're only Makriv the Korban Pesach, where there's no requirement of Reich Nichoach. Stop here.